It's Saturday night. That means it's time for the Don Tony Show.
The wait all week long is finally over. Get Don Tony's perspective on current affairs in the world of pro wrestling and much more. The Don Tony Show.
And now, your host, the man, the legend, Don Tony.
All right. How's everybody doing? Happy holidays. We are 8 days away from Christmas. Hope everybody is having a great weekend. This is the Don Tony Show, and I want to thank you for joining me. We have some interesting discussions today. I know majority of it will be focused around Vince McMahon, a little Sasha Banks, a little Mandy Rose, and a few other things. By the way, I did see, thank you very much for that, Ronnie C. Ronnie C. just sent in this $10 super chat. Dave Meltzer was told by someone that Riddle is off TV to deal with his divorce and not for rehab or drugs. You were the only one I saw who questioned the drug claims. You may end up being right. Listen, I don't know what the truth is. And no one out there knows other than WWE, Matt Riddle, and those very, very close to Matt Riddle. I heard that there is some form of rehab. Who knows? It could. Listen, you know, when people saw Robert Roode show up at an orthopedic center, they thought that it was for the leg, for the arm, for the elbow, my neck, my back, and my crack. No, they really didn't know. They thought, oh, orthopedic, you know, something, you know. They had no idea that it was neck surgery. I mean, talk about going from one extreme to the other. Riddle going in rehab, it could be for mental issues. It could be for depression. It could be for, we don't know. We don't know. But I think that some people out there are going to have some splaining to do at the end of the day, especially if it ends up being much different than what people are saying. But, you know, I appreciate Ronnie. You know, it just didn't pass the sniff test for me. You know, it just was weird. Monday was weird. Like, if Vince McMahon was still at the creative helm, I could see Vince kind of mocking, you know, the narcotics or drug abuse. You know, look, he did storylines in the past, you know, exploiting Hawk. Most recently, Jeff Hardy and Sheamus with that storyline. But this is Triple H at the helm. And, you know, just Monday did not feel like, you know, that's too much sympathy for someone who may have just been partying it up. I think that's the best way to put it, partying it up. If there is a different type of addiction and it's because of pain or depression or something like that, that's different. I mean, it's still not right if it's not medically prescribed, but, you know, you treat it a little bit differently. So we'll see. We will know. We will know soon. Anyway, guys, gals, let's talk a few moments about Mr. McMahon. And, you know, actually, you know, even before we do that, I think this is apropos to bring up right off the bat. Friends, this is not a fake banner. That will happen 2 weeks from yesterday. John Cena will return to the ring. Yes, it'll probably be filled with lots of gaga, but this is to further the storyline of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Some people have pointed out over the last couple of months that John Cena, it may have been his first year in his professional career that he did not wrestle. I think people forget, you know, he did not wrestle at WrestleMania, did not wrestle at SummerSlam, did not wrestle at a house show. 2022 would have been the first year that John Cena did not wrestle, calendar year for WWE. So at the very end of the year, he will step in the ring, teaming up with Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn. Now, we know Sami ultimately will get booted from the bloodline. Not just yet. You know, they need to sell one final piece of main merchandise. If you haven't seen it already, this shirt just went on sale. The Island of Relevancy with every member of the bloodline, including Sami Zayn. So this will be pretty much the last, Bloodline shirt that you will see with Sami Zayn. Does that mean they're not coming out with anything else? Absolutely not. Sure, they will. But, this storyline is about to progress into the next chapter. And we will see if there's any reluctancy between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. They may look at each other and just have that brief pause, like, why are we fighting? And who knows? But John Cena, I'm looking forward to it. It's fun. I mean, and it goes to show you, that you don't need, 6 months of training, or if you've been doing it for so long, if you're physically fit, I think, especially with a little bit of Gaga, how does he not make the return? So anyway, by the way, I am having a cappuccino. I already had two cups of coffee. I felt like having something a little bit different. So, by the way, since we're on the topic of selling merch, and then we'll talk about Vince McMahon, WWE has put on sale an Uncle Howdy replica mask if you are interested. Now, I got to be honest with you. They have come out with replica masks in the past, and either they were like $500 or they look like shit. This one, though, I actually think looks pretty good. That is the front of it. It'd be very interesting. You see, they should sell the top hat. I mean, I understand that mask has not accompanied the top hat as well. But, if you got like long blonde hair, if you're bald, if you have an afro, if you have dreads, if you have a mullet, I don't know if the Uncle Howdy mask would look all that appropriate. But, if you check it out, that is the front and that is the back. So you could actually strap it on. Shout out to Nate Train. Thank you very much for the kind words, my friend. Just trying to be real, always keeping it real. When we talk about the Vince McMahon stuff in a moment, you will realize with simple common sense why all the rumors of a comeback is nothing but bullshit. We will definitely, believe me when I tell you, I promise you, after we get into what we do about Vince McMahon, you will realize that all of the comeback reports were done nothing but to create rage against Vince McMahon, to prevent him from making a cameo at the 30th Raw anniversary, to prevent him from being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame for 2023. I mean, he will inevitably be put in the Hall of Fame. I don't want it to happen after he is deceased. But believe me, trust me, when I get through with you, you will agree with me. And unfortunately, no one out there is going to follow the path we do because, again, it's all about clickbait. Look at the Sasha Banks stuff. Look at the Sasha Banks stuff the last couple of days. Let's mention briefly about Sasha Banks and then we'll get to Vince McMahon. Have you paid attention? What's been going on the last couple of days? Oh, as of January 1st, 2023, she could go where she wants. The reports that her release was negotiated months ago were true. Okay. When I hear months ago, you know what rings in my head? It rings in my head where Dave Meltzer said that Vince McMahon's girlfriend is not happy at the latest allegations. Why don't you say her name? You say girlfriend, it could be anything. It could be anyone. Right now, his actual girlfriend could be saying, Vince, I'm not mad at that. I believe you didn't do that. So who's his girlfriend that's pissed off? People use generalistic terms because they don't know the actual answer. Or they just do it to try to cover their ass and say something where probably it's not the most appropriate thing to do. And with Sasha Banks, a couple of months ago, what does that mean? 3 months? 6 months? 2 months? What does that mean? And that's very important because wasn't it just maybe 2 months ago that everybody and their mother were talking about Survivor Series? Even people who claimed that she was gone were talking about her in Boston possibly appearing at Survivor Series. What happened with that? See, unless people delete their articles later on to try to cover up their bullshit, if you follow the timeline of what a lot of people were reporting, you see that everything changed every couple of weeks. So the latest rumors that she is free to do what she wants January 1st, 20, that could very well be true. That absolutely could very well be true because her contract was expiring, you know, down the line. And remember what I said a couple of weeks ago. You know, she may start off 2023 making an appearance in Japan, shows up at Wrestle Kingdom, doesn't wrestle, but maybe she calls out the winner of the women's championship match. And maybe that leads to a match in February. It's possible. It's possible. But as I said back in June, do not discount a 2023 return for Sasha Banks. If you go on my thumbnails and you look at the one where she's posed on the beach in a bikini, yeah, it was kind of a little bit, you know, I had to put a really nice picture so it would get attention. Listen to what I said. I didn't say January. I didn't say March. I didn't say June. I didn't say November of next year. I said at some point in 2023. Now, if it happens, I'm not, this is before the sausage stuff, everyone. I'm not going to turn around and say, see, I was right. No, the thing is that, you know, people put a very generalistic statement out there, and then, you know, it can mean anything. So right now, the latest rumor is that she will no longer be under WWE contract as of January 1st, 2023. That could possibly be true. But again, a lot of these people that were reporting that were also saying that she was going to appear at Survivor Series, that they renegotiate. Remember all the renegotiate a new contract? Oh, she wants Becky Lynch money. She wants the. What makes you think that, you know, the contract fell so apart? Let me explain it like this. The recent reports were that the money was far apart. And 2 weeks ago, people were saying that Sasha is demanding Becky Lynch money. If they negotiated her release a couple of months ago, why would you negotiate the release and everything is done and then say that she's still demanding this money? They negotiated the release. That's it. That's it. You know, you plan your divorce a couple of months ago. You don't turn around and start, you know, it doesn't make sense. If you want to say they're trying to renegotiate a new contract, that she wants a new deal, that's fine. Did you see anybody report that? No. No. So again, you know, I'm not saying that some people reporting out there are inaccurate or wrong. What I'm saying is that unless you are very, very close to Sasha Banks or very, very close to someone deep in WWE management, which no one is, you got second and third hand information. You hear it from someone else, a buzz, a friend of a friend of a friend. And sorry, you know, you take information from a friend of a friend of a friend. They could very well end up being right. But understand, getting information from a friend of a friend of a friend is not the same as, hey, you know, the Sasha Banks camp is telling us, blah, 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 look at the CM Punk. You think people out there are actually very close with the camp of CM? What the fuck does that mean? The CM Punk's camp is telling us that he doesn't care. Who's in the camp? Who's in the camp? A dog? A wife? Him? Who's in the camp? You think they got, you know, little Chester in the corner? You know, Uncle Duty? Who in camp? Just come out and say it. You know, CM Punk. Fred. But they use these words that, what does it even mean? All right. So we got the Sasha Banks stuff out of the way. We'll talk a little Mandy Rose in a little bit. I want to talk about Vince McMahon because that was going to be the focal point of today's story. All right, some people sent me some very nasty emails saying, you know, DT, that's pretty fucked up, man. You know, Rita Chatterton, Rita Marie, you know, I did a little spoof of the Love Connection from the 80s. I actually built that set myself, everyone. That is not an actual set. Those hearts and the triangles in the background, the pastel colors, those are all shapes that I took from Adobe Images. And I recreated the Love Connection. And she is staring at that money. She wants some of McMahon's millions. Now, let's talk about why Rita Marie is able to go after Vince McMahon for allegations from 1986 after all of these years. Let's talk a little detail as far as what those accusations were and my honest thoughts of what I think went down. I will tell you this. I will tell you this right away. Sexual assault is no joke. It's no joke. But I think we all agree that the minute all this money was revealed, that Vince paid all these women millions and millions of dollars, there are women out there that be like, motherfucker, I should be getting some of that money. I should be getting some of that money. Let's be honest. And listen, I'm not degrading anybody who has been affected by Vince McMahon. And I choose the word affected because you don't know. See, you look at a vagina and a pair of breasts and a penis, a very old penis now in the form of Vince McMahon. And you think that, you know, every time Vince wanted to fool around with someone, that it was against their will. You know, you look at the disgusting Hollywood couch that everybody talks about. You think of some of the people out there. There are people out there that will sleep with old executive men thinking that they will go further in their career. There are people out there that think that they can make more money and get more placement. Does that mean that Christy Hemme did that? We have no idea. Does that mean that Rita Marie did that? We have no idea. Does that mean that anybody that Vince McMahon did that? We have no idea. But understand that the people who hate Vince McMahon, those are the ones that said, oh, Vince McMahon hired a paralegal. And he passed her along to John Laurinaitis like a top. Passed her along like a top. Says who? Says who? Oh, well, we got our sources. Says who? If I was Vince McMahon, I'd fucking sue. If I was Johnny Ace, I'd fucking sue. And here's the problem, too. Passed her like a top. How did you know if she wanted to sleep with Johnny Ace or not? My point is this. You don't know what the intentions are on both sides. You don't know. You don't know if someone is truly a victim of sexual assault or of someone who was manipulated into thinking that they were going to go further, slept with someone, and then found out that that person just lied just to get laid. All right, that is manipulation. That is a dirtbag. That is a pig. We always talked about Joey Ryan. I don't think Joey Ryan committed any crimes. There's no proof of it. But I think Joey Ryan is a snake in the grass. And Joey Ryan, to me, is nothing different than when I used to go to clubs in the early 90s. And you would have a guy that would be in there and be like, yeah, how you doing? Hey, I'm a talent agent. Hey, give me a phone number. I get you a modeling deal. Hey, yeah, I'll take a picture of you. This and that. Yeah, you want to go outside in the hotel? And then it gets late and you find out that the guy works at Taco Bell. You know, I mean, there are dirtbags that do that stuff. Now, in the case of Rita Marie, it's a little bit different because Rita Marie, since 1986, has accused Vince McMahon of rape. Rape is very, very serious shit here. All right. The thing is, you know, I understand, you know, she may have been afraid to go to the police because of, you know, she's a woman and she gave up her career for this and she might be blackballed, this and that. You know, that could very well be the case. She told people in 1986 that she was raped by Vince McMahon. I look at the overall picture and the bottom line is you, me, Mario Mancini, Pat Patterson, Jay Strongbow, Vince's lawyer, none of us know the truth. Some people have actually talked to Rita Marie. Some people have not. I look at the claim that Rita Marie made that Pat Patterson, Jay Strongbow, and someone else were so against her being a women's referee that Pat Patterson showed off a boatload of money that he was trying to pay women to break Rita Marie's legs so she couldn't referee. That's wild shit. Rita Marie in 1986 claims that Vince McMahon said that he was going to give her $500,000, 500 grand, that she would be on the cover of Time magazine, you know, if she, you know, did the right thing. You know, think about how much 500,000 would be today if that was the case. You know, I could you turn around and say, you know, hey, Rita, hey, did he sell you a bridge also as well? We're going to have the Rita Marie bridge. You know, like at some point, you know, you go to your friends, you go to other people like, hey, he's telling me I could get this, I could get this, I could get this. And, you know, meanwhile, in 1986, where minimum wage is like, what, $3.35 or $2.60 an hour, you know, someone doesn't say to say, girl, yeah, I don't think so, man. Something doesn't sound right. And the alleged claim is that she was in a limousine with Vince McMahon. She was wearing jeans, and Vince McMahon took out his ding-a-ling, and she said she kind of put, you know, was forced to put a head down there or something like that. And she says, I don't do that. And the next thing you know, Vince McMahon tears her jeans, puts her on his lap, and yeah, does that. And she went to a few people at that time and claimed that this happened. It's a fucked up situation. We never will know the truth. We will never know the truth. I believe, I want to make this clear, this is just an opinion. I believe that Vince McMahon definitely took advantage of Rita Marie. I definitely believe that. But I also have seen, and this is just my opinion, I have seen many, many times over the years, and Joey Ryan might be a good example of it, where a woman is manipulated into sexual relations, then realizes after that they were lied to, used, and just manipulated just to give it up, and they feel that they were raped. You know, believe me when I tell you, there are people out there that truly feel that way. If she said, no, I don't want to do it, and he kept doing it anyway, you know, that's rape. That's rape. You know, you don't have to scratch and claw and, you know, cry and yell and scream with a megaphone. No. No is no. And I truly believe that Vince McMahon absolutely manipulated Rita Marie into thinking that if she slept with the boss, that she could go a lot of places. And it's a fucked up situation. It's a fucked up situation. But, you know, again, as much as you don't like it, what I'm about to say, it is the fact. No one has ever gone to the police. No one that Vince McMahon has paid, what, $15 million? No one has ever gone to the cops. Not once. I understand. I mean, I see the Me Too movement, and I see all over the TV women that are hysterically crying. Look at the Bill Cosby stuff. You know, that people, women especially, are afraid to speak out. But understand, if you don't go to the cops, there are repercussions for that as well. You think about women who are physically abused by their husbands, beat the shit out of, bruises, cuts. You got to go to the cops. You got to get out of there. No, but I love him, but I love him. You don't go to the cops and he keeps doing that. Guess what? He's getting away with it. And if you end up fucking dead, or if you end up with broken bones and this and that, you know, you at some point, the monster has to be stopped. And no one ever went to the police. Yet, millions and millions of dollars are being accepted. You know, has there ever been one woman? Because some women, the names are public, everyone. Has any woman that has come across Vince McMahon, has any of them ever said, it's not about the money? My name is out there. It's not about the money. Go to the cops. You know, it's not about this. Go to the police. In 2011, and then I'm going to read you two laws that were just passed. And when you hear these laws, you will realize why Vince McMahon is not returning. No comeback. It is all a lie, everyone. It is all a fucking lie. believe me, I promise you, you will not have 1% doubt that the stories that Vince wants to make a comeback and return to his position is a lie. It is a lie. It is only generated to create rage because we're getting close to the 30-year anniversary of Raw. All right. There's another accusation going around. Another woman who is claiming millions from Vince McMahon. Right now, let me make this clear, there are no lawsuits. Rita Maurice and this other unidentified woman from California, they're not lawsuits yet. 2023 is going to be a horrible year for Vince McMahon, promise you. You'll be titillated with the stories. We'll get to that because we, trust me, we got some juicy stuff to get into. There's a woman who worked on a at a resort in California back in 2011. She worked in a spa. Now, I don't have all the information in front of me. I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at notes. But the accusation is that Vince McMahon assaulted this woman in the spa. Did he do what he did with Tanzibar? Remember that Tanzibar story that we talked about so many times over the years? I'm waiting for that woman at Tanzibar to file something next. Actually, I don't know if she can. It's Florida. We'll get to that. But I think it's similar to a Tanzibar incident. Now, what's very revealing and interesting is that when this woman claims that she was assaulted in 2011, she told family, she told friends, she filed a report with her job. Remember that thought. Remember that thought. It's very important. We'll get back to that. She filed a report with a job. Her husband showed up at the WWE event that night with a baseball bat looking to break the legs of Vince McMahon and obviously was not going to get through security. Now, all that went down and no one went to the cops. No one went public, kept it hush. With all due respect, husband wants to break Vince's legs, filing a report at a company, this, this, and that. Seems like, you know, she's willing to tell a lot of people about it, but nobody went to the cops. Vince got away with it again. So whether you like it or you don't like it, these women are choosing to sue him for money and come public about it instead of going to the cops. You know, understand, you know, I don't know what the statute of limitations were in New York back in 90, 91, whenever Rita Marie went on TV and started making these claims against Vince McMahon. But after 36 years, she is now demanding $11.75 million from Vince McMahon. And I think that that amount is very strategic because it sums up most of the money that he's paid out already. Now, you may ask yourself, why are these two women able to demand money from Vince McMahon now? One claim is from 86, one claim is from 2011. Okay. I'm sure no one has brought these up to you as of yet. Let's get into two. In New York here. And look, you could tell now, once I bring this up, you will realize now who are just reading, you know, cut and paste and not actually researching it. In November, New York passed a law called the Adult Survivors Act. This just happened last month, the Adult Survivors Act. Now, remember that time frame because Rita Marie did an interview with, I don't know if it was New York Magazine, but she did an interview like a month before. So she knew that, and I'm not saying this is not negative against her, but she knew that this act was going to be signed into law. What the Adult Survivors Act is the women that have been sexually assaulted in the past and cannot go after their whoever assaulted them, their employer, sexual discrimination, whatever it is. You know, well, it's under certain laws, and I'm going to read you what that list is. In the past, statute of limitations ran out. The Adult Survivors Act now gives these women 1 year. 1 year to go after anybody who sexually assaulted them in the past. that opened up the opportunity for Rita Marie to go after Vince McMahon. The reason why a lawsuit has not been filed yet is because when Rita Marie's lawyer sent the demand letter to Vince McMahon, she could not sue yet. This law, this Adult Survivors Act was not signed into law until around Thanksgiving. So the demand letter was sent to Vince. Give me $11.75 million or else. Vince McMahon, since day one, has always denied this assault. And of course, Vince McMahon is going to deny this assault to the day he dies. Now, Rita Marie's hope is, you know, Vince McMahon, give me the money. I don't file a lawsuit. We don't have to go to court. We don't need the whole world to, you know, see her. And look, she has suffered greatly over the years. Depression, you know, a lot of issues. And again, I want to make this clear. She absolutely, I believe, was taken advantage of by Vince McMahon. Look at her wrestling referee career. Anybody ever do a wiki search to see, like, hey, what did she do after WWE? Did she work for Gina Caruso? Did she work for AEWA? Did she work at... No, I can't really find much of her working after that. Nobody wanted her. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. So, and, you know, it's historic what she did in wrestling at that time. But this ASA Act now allows her 1 year to go after Vince McMahon in court. Now, here's the difference. Vince McMahon, with a lot of these other women, and listen, I know we mentioned Christy Hemme's name. She's never publicly said anything. But remember what I said months ago, when everybody and their mother claimed that it was Christy Hemme that was the woman back in the mid-2000s that Vince took advantage of, and just and she got paid right after the deals with Saudi Arabia or the TV, you know, deals. She never went public to, like, clear her name. Hey, guys, gals, listen, it's not me. Please, don't. She just left it out there. So with all due respect, I mean, we pretty much know it was her. But again, understand, I'm not throwing shade at Christy Hemme, but let's just call it what it is. You know, after 10-plus years, once WWE got the Saudi deal, got the billion-dollar deal with Fox, then she contacts his lawyers, give me $10 million, whatever it is. Otherwise, I'm going to tell the world what you did. So hush money, NDA, hush money, NDA, hush money, NDA, hush money, NDA. Can't do an NDA with Rita Marie. She's already told the world what she claims happened. So why would Vince settle out of court? Because there is no NDA. What is he going to say to stop talking about it? Everybody already knows. Because every 5 years, people rehash the story. Whenever they want to get angry at Vince McMahon again, it'll rehash it and rehash it and rehash it and rehash it and rehash it. So right now, the demand letter was sent to Vince. Vince is not going to negotiate a deal. So now expect Rita Marie and a lawyer to file a lawsuit in New York against Vince McMahon for $11 million, and here's the risk, everyone. A jury could award her a lot more. That is the only reason why Vince may want to consider settling out of court. Have you heard stories where somebody sues for $100,000 and in the court, the jury awards $3.5 million? So if this jury is very sympathetic for Rita Marie, and they don't like Vince McMahon, they hear about all this shit and all these other accusations come out in court. I don't know if they can. They could award her even more than that. So understand that in 2023, Rita Marie has, as of right now, I think 11 months to file this lawsuit. When Vince does not answer the demand by the lawyer, give us money now or else, she is going to go to court, file a docket, and they're going to sue Vince McMahon for rape. Do you think WWE management, after Vince retired, oh, here's another misnomer that everybody keeps getting it wrong. Vince McMahon did not resign. Vince McMahon retired. There is a much different meaning People had to keep saying he resigned, he resigned, he resigned. He did not resign from WWE. He retired. He retired. Understand the legal differences in the corporate world, and you realize Vince could come back if he wants to. Do you think WWE corporate board of directors in their right mind are going to bring Vince McMahon back? Do you think Vince McMahon in his right mind is going to come back to TV, work in his office, be the back in his executive position? Oh, look, I can't go to TV this week. I got to go to New York. This is going to consume him for the foreseeable future. You think corporate is going to go to their investors and say, hey, you know, hey, he does own most of the company. You know, he has a right to come back, you know, even though he's being sued for, you know, all his millions for rape. Come on, does anybody actually think that? This motherfucker is about to be sued for rape. And people actually think that Vince is telling people, oh, I got bad information from people. Motherfucker's going to get sued for rape. And he's, don't believe this stuff online. This is people just trying to create rage against Vince. The closer we get to the Raw 30th anniversary, the closer we get to the Hall of Fame, where it's rumored they're thinking about putting him in. Personally, I don't think he's going in the Hall of Fame this year, especially because of this rape stuff. You imagine you go in the Hall of Fame and they have women protesting outside. You have a rapist, an alleged rapist. And he's not going in the Hall of Fame this year. Even if Rita Marie, for some weird reason, doesn't sue. She's suing. Of course she is. Now, let's get to the woman in California. Oh, before we do that, if you would like to know what classifications you're allowed to go after, sue people for, with this Adult Survivors Act in New York, it is any person. It's not just women. Remember that, everyone. It's men as well. Men do get abused. Sexual misconduct, rape in the first, second, and third degree, criminal sexual act in the first, second, and third degree, forcible touching, persistent sexual abuse, aggravated sexual abuse, course of sexual conduct against a child, sexually motivated felonies. I don't want to say that one. No, we're not going to say that one. You could look up the rest. Yeah, these get dark. They're all dark. They get darker. But that is pretty much the list. If your alleged assault falls in those categories, you now have 11 more months to go after your accuser, the accused, I should say. All right, now let's get to the woman in California. This one is a little bit easier to explain. Let me pull it up. In California. California also this year passed what's called the California Sexual Abuse and Cover-Up Accountability Act. It becomes effective January 1st, 2023. See, a lot of people think that Rita Marie could sue in 2023, and that is true, but she could actually file a lawsuit right now. It actually is from around the end of November to the end of November. California, the actual law begins January 1st, 2023. So this woman in California accusing Vince McMahon of assault at that spa, she can file a lawsuit against Vince as of January 1st. And basically what happens here, this is a little bit different. This bill that was approved in California gives a reprieve from the statute of limitations until December 2026. Think about Vince McMahon and think about the year 2011. Think about that when I read you this. This bill gives a reprieve for the statute of limitations until December 31st, 2026 for any survivor seeking to recover damages suffered as a result of a sexual assault that occurred on or after January 1st, 2009. So if Vince would have done that in 2008, no deal. And listen, I got news for you. I think some of these people involved, because there's allegedly more than one woman from California that he settled that was before 09. I wonder if Vince, you know, with this act, You know, I wonder if he would have maybe challenged it in court instead. I'd have no idea. But basically what this says is that if you were abused January 1st, 2009 or later, you have until December 31st, 2026 to go after your accused, the accused. And that opened up the opportunity for this woman in California to go after Vince McMahon. So Vince McMahon is going to get it from the West Coast and the East Coast. And it's only a matter of maybe a month or two, 3 months at the most. You will hear that these two women filed lawsuits against Vince McMahon in court. It's going to get really interesting for two reasons. Number one, you're going to have, and this is where, I hope Rita Marie is prepared for this because I think most of you know where what I'm about to say. You know, she's going to have to relive this again in court. But not only that, you know, she's going to have some people come to her defense and corroborate. Listen, you know, she was hysterically crying in 1986. You know, then you're going to have Vince McMahon's lawyer say, well, you know, yeah, he did. She did tell Mario Mancini, but weren't they stoned, smoking weed at the time? You know, didn't she say that she, didn't she use the word kinda? So you know that Vince's lawyers are going to attack her credibility. They're going to put doubt. But I still think Vince McMahon is going to pay out big time. Because with lawsuits, it is not innocent with no reasonable doubt. You know, you have to have no, if there's any reasonable doubt, not guilty. You're accused of a crime. If there's any reasonable doubt, you're not guilty. In the lawsuits, it's different. Look at OJ. Look at OJ. OJ Simpson was found not guilty for what happened in 1994, I think it was. But when they sued him, you know, even if there was some reasonable doubt, doesn't matter. So if that court feels that Vince, in some way, abused, assaulted these women, he will have to pay. But, Vince McMahon, as of right now, is worth $3.5 billion. See, we've been pointing that out since he retired. He has made almost $800-900 million since he retired. So when people are making all these outrageous things, he paid $15 million to women. I'm like, you do realize that he made $100 million this week. When you're worth $3.8 billion, $10 million to someone is nothing. It's nothing. It's chump change. So you could turn around and say, yeah, Vince could afford it, this and that. But, you know, understand that Vince is not going to go public and admit to these claims. That woman in that spa in California never sent a legal demand to him saying, listen, if you don't pay me, I'm going public. See, she might have done that anyway this year, but it just so happened that when all these revelations came out for Vince this year, which made him retire, in California, they were getting ready to pass the California Sexual Abuse and Cover-Up Act. So she's like, hey, I'll just wait. Now I could sue him. Now I could sue him. So this is why it's coming out now. And again, when you think about what's about to happen in 2023 for Vince McMahon, if you think about all of the pressure of getting him to resign, do you truly believe that Vince McMahon told people, I was given bad information, when this motherfucker knows he's about to be sued for rape and he's going to be accused on the West Coast for, you know, assaulting a female in a spa? You know, come on. Come on. Common sense will tell you there ain't no fucking way Vince McMahon is returning. But everybody's got to do that for the clicks and the views and any attention. Most of it out there is rage, everyone. Somebody brain dead on their deathbed and all the machines were turned off and they're just an absolute vegetable could turn around and say to you, yeah, there's a lot of people right now in WWE that can't stand Vince McMahon. They don't want him back. No fucking shit. All the people that got released are a perfect example of that. All the people that creatively got buried because of him, that gimmicks change into goofy shit. No shit. People don't want Vince McMahon back. There are people who made a lot of money from Vince McMahon that wouldn't mind him back. You know, words matter. Words matter. You know, people are now kind of criticizing William Regal. You know, the AEW Love Fest is starting to wind down. And they're getting mad at William Regal because in October, when he did that interview or whatever, and he said, listen, you know, Vince, you know, took care of me, you know, whatever he's going through right now. And some people are like, what do you mean, whatever he's going through right now? He's accused of all this sexual abuse and stuff. You're just writing it off like, hey, you know, like, oh, whatever he's going through, you know. So I'm telling you, there is a boatload of people out there that rage against Vince McMahon, rage against the guy. And all this shit is fucked up. But for me, on the outside looking in, I say to myself, you know, not one woman, you know, ever went to the cops. Okay, fine. Not one woman, you know, was that took money. Didn't instead saying, you know, look, you know, let me make it public. Let me warn everyone out there. Let me, you know, show people, step up, rise, go, speak out. You know, we got to stop this monster. No, but I got $1 million. So I'll just sign an NDA and say nothing. You know, every single person has taken money instead of trying to stop the monster. You know, I get, you know, being afraid and I get this and that. But for some reason with money, you know, because look, these suits are going to be public. This person that files a lawsuit, people are going to find out the name of the person and who it is and this and that. And it's all going to get put out there. So again, you know, in the world of millionaires and billionaires, you know, there is a lot of manipulation. There's a lot of awful shit that goes on. And there's a lot of people who will try to do whatever is necessary to try to get to the top. Do I think all of these women did that? Some, I think. I think some felt, hey, if I sleep with the boss, I'll go further. It happens all the time. Still happens. Still happens. But Vince McMahon also, you know, I think, has taken advantage of a lot of people. And now he's at an age where, you know, it is winding down. He's no longer in WWE, you know, actively in the company. And, you know, these next two stories, and who knows? You might find out other people. And I also wouldn't be surprised if other people make some accusations and maybe it wasn't assault, but they think, hey, I might be able to make some money out of this. So you will have people making accusations. My bottom line is this. Vince McMahon's 2023 is going to suck. It's going to suck. That's why I think with Raw 30 is in January. So if Vince is going to make a final public appearance in a WWE arena, he's going to do it at Raw 30. Because, and let me also say this, if Rita Marie or this woman in California, if they file their lawsuits before Raw 30, this motherfucker ain't appearing. He ain't appearing. And no, you do not go to court and say, hey, you know, Mr. Lawyer, file this so he can't appear at Raw 30. No, it's much deeper than that. But the point is, if these lawsuits are not filed yet by Raw 30, don't be surprised if he makes an appearance. I'm not saying that he definitely will. But the minute these go out there, you know every newspaper is going to cover it. You know that people are going to sensationalize it. You know that Vice is going to probably want to do a documentary on Rita Marie. You're going to see, and you see Vice did that hit job on him and it didn't even do 100,000 viewers. Didn't even do 100,000 viewers. Because people, you know, they realize, you know, he's a pig. But is he a criminal? No one has ever gone to cops to make it a crime. So if you don't go to the cops, unfortunately, there is repercussions with that. And when people out there want to label him a rapist, label him this, we live in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, you don't go to the cops and you just start name, you know, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. But I hope, I'm sorry that we took so long with it, but I knew it was going to be a majority of today's show. But I wanted to put it all out there so you understand the law that just passed in New York, the law that just passed in California, why Vince McMahon ain't coming back to a corporate position. That's insane. It's nonsense. It's laughable. And understand that more could be happening in the very near future with Vince. So I will keep you updated. Guardian of Chaos says it was Greg the Hammer Valentine who smoked weed with Rita, not Mario Mancini. Yeah, you want to know something? No bullshit. I never ever heard Mario Mancini smoking weed. So thank you for helping me clear that up before the show is finished. Yes, Greg the Hammer Valentine. Greg Valentine, man, he's going to be an interesting person. You know that Vince is going to make him testify. You know, I know the banner you're looking at, you know, Love Connection, her eye in the money. You know, I honestly believe that, you know, once she sees all this money being paid out and she feels that she was, you know, got hurt the most, you know, because some of those women were looking, you know, to advance their careers. I don't think Rita Marie, you know, in her mind feels like, you know, that she was a willing participant to sleep with him to get to the top. I think he put her in a really bad situation, you know, and it's fucked up. I have a lot of sympathy for Rita Marie, but I also believe that if this money was not paid out to all of these people, I don't think this would have turned out the way it is. Sure, New York passing this law that you could still confront your accusers. Sure, you could still possibly see a demand letter, but, you know, it's a fucked up situation. I truly believe that Vince has taken advantage of many women. And, you know, again, this is the world of millionaires and billionaires, unfortunately. It's disgusting. And Vince, whether you like it or not, everyone, Vince McMahon has committed no crimes. You know, you have to be convicted of your crimes to be officially, because especially when you're accusing a billionaire of being a rapist and he hasn't been convicted in court, you see, if you surprised that he wasn't going after people for slander. You know, you can't just throw labels out there without, and it's a fucked up situation, man. I thank God that I've never been in that position. You know, trust me, I'm too ugly for anybody to want to take advantage of me physically. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right. Yesterday, SmackDown, two things that really caught my eye. Yeah, we knew Gunther was going to beat Ricochet. It was an awesome match, by the way. By the way, SmackDown only had three matches yesterday. Gunther versus Ricochet, Sky and Kai versus Liv Morgan and Tegan Nox, and the tag teams, number one contenders match for the tag team titles. That was it. Everything else was skits, segments. But, you know, the one thing is this. We got to see Uncle Howdy yesterday. Now, basically what happened was, if you look closely, you know, Uncle Howdy is on the rampway and Bray Wyatt is in the ring. Okay? I can't show a lot because I'll get hit with copyrights. But they showed Uncle Howdy on the rampway. Now, I want to point out a couple of things. First of all, just because someone is on the rampway wearing a leather jacket with the Uncle Howdy mask on and a hat, and they are playing on loop a soundbite of laughing that went way too fucking long, that doesn't mean that someone is actually Uncle Howdy and he's going to take the mask off eventually and reveal himself. And I got to be totally honest with you. If somebody, that person that was under the Uncle Howdy outfit yesterday, if that person reveals himself, who is he going to reveal to be? Rey Mysterio? with all due respect, I know this might be a little exaggeration. He looked like a fucking white little vanilla midget. He was a little bit taller than a leprechaun. That fucking Uncle Howdy was short yesterday. I'm looking at him like, I don't know, man. This, and by the way, the reason why this Uncle Howdy character wore gloves when he kidnapped, so to speak, L.A. Knight last week is because they didn't want you to see the tattoo of Bray Wyatt on the hand. So they put the white gloves on so you can't... Listen, this is still Bray Wyatt battling his demons. There's no change in the storyline. There's not going to... Somebody... Listen, they could always change it down the line. But that's why he's wearing the gloves all of a sudden. Yeah, I wrote yesterday, Sinister, on Twitter that I want Uncle Howdy to be Vince McMahon. And then I deleted it because, you know, I realize if you're not part of the Cake and Ice Cream Club, nobody's going to laugh at it, you know. But, you know, this is mind games for LA Knight, towards LA Knight. There's no second person coming out. We're not going to have Bray Wyatt team with Uncle Howdy. And let me say something else, too. You know, Bray Wyatt, little tribute to Luke Harper yesterday, Brody Lee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he opened up his promo. I was thinking about something yesterday. I was thinking about something. My friends, I want you to post this in the chat room. Just a simple yes or no. Simple yes or no. I'm going to put something on the screen. And I will tell everybody who's on audio only. Is this Uncle Howdy? The person wearing this mask that WWE put on sale, is that supposed to be Uncle Howdy? I will tell you the answer is yes, because that's how WWE is selling the mask. They are calling it an Uncle Howdy replica mask. Okay? Uncle Howdy replica mask. Now, I know this may sound a little stupid, but is that the same mask as this? Which one is actually, is this Uncle Howdy also? I mean, does Uncle Howdy have two masks? So I don't know if anybody's actually like stopped to think about it, but this is two different masks, right? So who is this? Is that Uncle Harper? Is that Uncle Harper? I'm not saying that it is, but, you know, you've never seen the lips move on that mask. We saw a teardrop on that mask. They've never really cleared that up. We got two different masks, both people saying it's Uncle Howdy. I wonder if they're going to start calling that second character on the rampway Uncle Harper. I know the commentators say Uncle Howdy. I know everybody else says Uncle Howdy. But has anyone stopped to think and say, wait a minute, we got two different masks here. And WWE is selling the other one as Uncle Howdy. I just want to just open up, you know, the idea that, you know, maybe something is going to get tweaked a little bit here. You know, I'm not reporting news. I'm just putting it out there to have something for you all to think about. But again, just because WWE has somebody put on the outfit and go on the rampway doesn't mean that that actually is Uncle Howdy, Uncle Harper, Uncle whatever. That could just be Bray Wyatt further getting in the mind of LA Knight that say, see, it's not me. Look, you got a person right there. And again, that looped laugh yesterday, it got annoying. It made me feel like Chucky back with Rick Steiner. When you're looking at the TV and Rick Steiner is looking at the fucking puppet and all you hear is, and it wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop. It just went on yesterday. You could have played it on an AM radio station. Fucking, it was like 2 minutes. Not that long, but, oh man, shut up. And plus, the guy, whoever this fucking guy is, look at him. He's like, I can only imagine who was under that mask and is saying to himself, I look fucking stupid. I look fucking. I like this segment. because of the mind games. But I don't know how that really came across. I'm sorry, man. It really gave me Leprechaun vibes. I'm like, you would expect Uncle Howdy to maybe be a little bit bigger in size. I mean, he just did not look intimidating. It just, I don't know, man. I don't know about anybody else feels that way. All right, next week we have the Usos defending the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships against Hit Row. Hit Row, they beat the Viking Raiders and Matula Matanga, Mahala, whatever her name is, Valhalla. I'm glad she's back. And I'm glad that WWE did not change her look. I know, you know, suddenly everybody is a fan of Max the Impaler. But, you know, with all due respect, you look at a lot of promotions and their logos are like ripoffs of WWE Saturday Night Main Events logos. And they use, you know, words that kind of like spoof WWE. And they have characters that look similar to WWE characters yesteryear. Everybody bites off of everybody. You know, let Sarah Logan do her deal. You know, if anything, Max the Impaler should be kind of honored that if she got any of that idea or WWE got any of that idea off of Max the Impaler, good, good. But you know what we should call her from now on? We should call her Medulla Oblongata. Seriously, I think that's what we got to do. From now on, and look, I'm a big Sarah Logan fan, so this is no shade on Sarah Logan. I think from now on, we got to call her Medulla Oblongata. Props to anybody who knows why I said that. Captain Lou. Did you see this yesterday? Ooh. Guys, what do you think's going to happen next? Just when you watch this, watch closely of Ivar of the Viking Raiders. All right, just watch. He, you know, look, God bless, you know, AJ Francis, who wants to do some high-flying stuff, probably inspired from The Undertaker and others, but unfortunately, though, things don't go as planned. Oh, yeah. Watch, look, Ivar. Look, I've fallen, and nobody tripped me. The Viking Raiders deserved to lose yesterday. That was awful. Let's see. Oh, she's hopping up and down. She's like, what did you do? You fucked up. Watch this again. Watch this closely. Let me pull it up. Watch it closely. Look. Oh, look, he fought like the Viking Raiders. Oh, you deserve to be buried. You deserve to be buried. No, you want to know the truth? Look, we poke fun at it. But the truth is AJ Francis, he couldn't push off on one of his legs. Now, you know, look, I'm not trying to shit on AJ Francis. I think he knew immediately social media is going to destroy him. So he went online and he wrote, you know, thank God. He said that, you know, my leg gave out and he said that they checked it out and everything is fine. My friends, with all due respect, if you look, he's walking around. I think everything was fine. Hey, shit happens, man. I'm a fan of AJ Francis, and he's still very new. Shit happens. He tried to push off. His leg gave out a little bit. I was laughing more at the Viking Raiders because he falls, and, you know, no one was anywhere near him. Like, Eric kind of, like, tried to roll into him, and you just watch that. I don't know, man. That was not very good. Yesterday, somebody attacked Tegan Knox, and I thought this was fucking hilarious because whoever it was escorted away by two security guards. Now, you would think if somebody jumps the guardrail and attacks a wrestler, that security takes them out, puts them like in the office, and they talk to security and this and that, file a report, kick them out of the building. Apparently, when a fan jumps the guardrail, they're brought to Adam Pearce. And plus, Adam Pearce, random fan. Adam Pearce, just that, look, they're bringing her in. Okay, what's going on? To be continued. So I'm sure you already know. By the way, look at the guy in the middle, the security guard on the left. Look at his reaction when he realizes that it's Xia Li. I mean, it's priceless. Watch. Watch. Adam Pearce is like, look, let me pull that. Look, watch the guy's reaction. Watch, look. Ah! Oh, man, you ain't ever coming back. You ain't. Go to Dark. Go to Elevation. Go to fucking Elevation. That's the look you get when you catch me in the shower without clothes on. That's the look you give. It's Xia Li. Xia Li, she's hitting Buff Bagwell territory, everyone. She's hitting Buff Bagwell territory. I'm a big fan of Xia Li, but she's turned heel and babyface like six times already. There's been at least six turns since she's been on the main roster. Me, I protect my family from bad landlord. Now me be nasty bitch. Then, yo, me good person, me team with Liv. Then, yo, me angry. Then me good person. And then now me jump guardrail, me beat up people. She's had a lot of turns. I don't know if people realized it. All right. So, John Cena was announced yesterday. Basically, picture says 1,000 words. We thought we were getting a celebration for Sami Zayn. Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody. Oh, Sami Zayn. He's got a whole new look. He's shaving the beard. He's cutting the hair. All new look. Yeah, okay. I think Monday was the dead giveaway that wasn't happening. But what I found wrong with this segment, I don't really care, but you know what I found wrong with this segment? Remember a couple of weeks ago I told you that Roman Reigns was going to tell Sami Zayn we have a KO problem. Sami, you got to take care of it. Remember we talked about that a couple of times? Well, that happened yesterday. And Roman Reigns told Sami Zayn, you and I are going to team up. And we're going to take on Kevin Owens in 2 weeks and a partner of his choice. Now, that was said at 9:50 p.m., 9:55 p.m. Now, it didn't happen in the first hour where Kevin Owens now has to find a partner. So, kind of weird that it just so happened that John Cena was on standby and John Cena's on a video simulcast saying, hey, Kevin Owens just text me. He needs a partner. Yeah, I'll be his partner. That all went down within 2 minutes. That all went down within 2 minutes. But I like the Usos' reaction to it. Everybody's looking the other way. They're looking the other way. Sami Zayn is the only one that's looking at John Cena. So I think that's going to be fun. It's going to progress the storyline going into the Royal Rumble. So we'll see what happens. All right. Very quickly. And, hey, I just, something about Christmas. I will definitely answer that question in a second. Mandy Rose. People are starting to realize that everything we talked about on Wednesday was true. Mandy Rose was warned beforehand. This was not out of nowhere. And we're not going to revisit everything that we talked about on Wednesday. If you want to see what we talked about, you know, you could go check it out. But, you know, I am one of the biggest Mandy Rose supporters, period. Just every Wednesday you hear, I mean, I've always shown respect. I thought it was awful. That PWI list, she should have been in top 15 at minimum. And she has tremendously improved her in-ring ability. I've said, you know, kind of reminds me of Trish Stratus back in the day. Sure, not on the same levels, but I have done a lot of praise for Mandy Rose, but people are starting to realize that what we talked about was true. Mandy Rose did go public and thank all the fans for her messages. She's overwhelmed by the love and support. And she said, don't worry, the page is still up. That page is going to remain up. Some of you have told me that it was interesting because Mandy Rose tweaked the price a few times. First it was $40, then it was $20, then it was $30. And let me also clear up something else. Somebody who tried to create a news story and try to get everybody to cut and paste it. Somebody claimed that Mandy Rose was making $150,000 a month on this fan site. Okay? Now, that would be almost $2 million a year. How they got that number, so people understand, is you remember the other day I said that that page got 10,000 likes? I told you when the page was first set up. Now, you could only like the page, I think, as long as you're a subscriber. So if you do simple arithmetic and you kind of like divide like the amount of time that the page was open plus the line, that's where this person made the claim that Mandy Rose could make up to $2 million from this fan page. So that's not true. It is not true. It's nowhere near that yet. Could Mandy Rose bank 100 grand a month from this? Sure. Then you say to yourself, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If she, even though she had a WWE contract and it was bigger than the NXT deals, if you realize how much money can be made on this, you know, with all due respect, we miss Mandy Rose in the ring. Not as many as you think, because she only generated 600,000 viewers on average. But as much as you miss her in a WWE ring and you feel that she got slighted, I think she's going to do just fine. I think she's going to do just fine. So, but I still have not checked out the pictures in the video. It's not about morals, and it's not about, you know, not wanting to pay for them. I just haven't had the time. I mean, I have a good idea what Mandy Rose looks like. I mean, what am I saying? Like how big her you-know-whats are? You know, I'll check them out eventually. And I'm sure they're probably going to be money's worth for a lot of people out there. Hey, if you want to pay, like I've always said, anybody that does an OnlyFans or does anything like that, you know, it doesn't make anybody a bad person. If you have it, you want to flaunt it, you want to make money off it, you're not tricking people into paying, make as much money as you can. Seriously. Especially with the way the economy is. Bank as much money as you can. Shit. I'll always say that. Eric Williams, shout out to you. Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you for the five spot. My favorite Christmas gift I ever got. I wouldn't call it my favorite Christmas gift, but it's probably the one that I always remember. Anybody who is in their 50s or older, would maybe even 40s, might feel me when I say this. When I was a preteen, my parents got me a Huffy bike. And at that time, there was no internet. Everybody went out to play. And I always wanted a bike. And my parents got me, this was, what, late 70s? My parents got me a Huffy bike. And Huffy, back in the 70s and the 80s, were one of the, most recognized brands as far as bikes go. And that bike was awesome. I remember they had number 74 on the front, which was the street that I lived on. And, you know, everything, the tires had these crazy threads on it. And I used to ride that son of a bitch. Remember this story? When I broke my arm and my grandmother got me front row and I met Bob Backlund, we all went out to eat after and he signed my cast, I fell off that fucking bike. That bike did me in sometimes. Don't mix it up with breaking my ankle. That's when I thought I was Superfly Snooker and I jumped off the top of a sliding pond and I broke my ankle. That was a different injury. But getting a Huffy bike back then was a big deal. And I flaunted that shit, man. I used to ride that bike everywhere. So it's not the most epic gift. If my dad would have given me my Trans Am for Christmas, that would have been my favorite gift. Back in 1987, I wanted a Trans Am. I also wanted a Lincoln Mark 7, and I still have it, but I wanted a Trans Am, and at that time, Knight Rider was a big show on TV. I wanted Knight Rider. My father got me an 83 Trans Am. I have pictures of it. I know some of you have seen the pictures. When I look like I got like the big afro. If you remember the rap group Fat Boys, remember the Puerto Rican guy with the light skin? Remember that afro? If you look at the picture of me again, I don't have it handy right now, but I'll show it to you Sunday. If you look at that, I look like the guy from the Fat Boys. Seriously. You would just wait for me to go. You know, I look just like that guy from the Fat Boys. Seriously, I was fat like that, and I'm fat like that. I'm cool like that. I had the fro, too. But he got me a Trans Am, and unfortunately, I had bald tires. And within, I think, 2 months of driving that car, I was driving in the rain and I was driving too fast and somebody stopped at a red light. I stopped short and I got into an accident. And no joke, I will never do a show again if I'm lying. I drove the car home. Car wasn't that bad of shape. I drove the car home after the car accident and somebody blew a stop sign. I got into a second car accident. Before I got home, I had two car accidents. Car was fucked. But I have pictures of it still. So I have proof, but he gave it to me for my birthday, not for Christmas. So that would have been the best gift. So, all right. We have anything else? I'm looking. Oh, Rampage. This is Rampage. All right, very quickly, the results. Sorry, I didn't do the black background. John Moxley over Guevara. You know, now Moxley is having earrings ripped out of his ears and stuff like that. Yeah, Jim Ross said it perfect yesterday. It's gross. He's a tough son of a bitch, man. But, you know, some of this stuff, I don't know. Wardlow winning a squash match. I can't remember the guy's name. He's on my... Oh, actually, no, I do have his name here. I don't want to disrespect anybody. Here's your match results. Hold on. I got it right here. Then we're going to get out of here because it is the weekend. I got shit to do. All right. So, John Moxley over Sammy Guevara. Wardlow over Exodus Prime. I don't know, man. I thought that I heard of the guy before. But I don't know about you, but when I saw the name Exodus Prime, I expected some like fat hick with like earthquake type hair. Remember Earthquake? Remember the hair he had? Like it's like bald. Half his head was bald and the other half had long. I expected like a combination of like a Southern Earthquake meets Bear Country. I had no idea that Exodus Prime was going to be like a 170-pound black guy. I mean, I saw Wardlow facing this guy. I was like, okay, I wasn't expecting that. But the name sounds so familiar. I don't know where I heard it from, but that name sounds so familiar. Exodus Prime. You know what I'm thinking of? Maybe I'm thinking of like Lord of the Rings. Was there ever a character like Exodus Prime? He sounds like a superhero, right? Sounds like somebody from the 80s you would watch on cartoons. I don't know, man. It does sound like a Transformer psycho. All right. You know what? Wait a minute. There was a Transformer called Exodus Prime, right? Was it? It sounds too familiar. I heard it, but for some reason, I didn't have the visual like, oh, Wardlow's facing a Transformer. I thought he was going to face like a 350-pound hick with earthquake-type hair. Britt Baker over Sky Blue, and we had Orange Cassidy, Dustin Rhodes, Chuck Taylor, Trent. They defeated Kip Sabian, The Butcher, The Blade, and Trent Seven. Trent versus Trent. Oh, that was Optimus Prime. I knew it sounded similar. Optimus Prime. That's like Scoot Andrews. Everybody remember Scoot Andrews, the wrestler? He was the Black Nature Boy. He called himself the Black Nature Boy Scoot Andrews. So this is the Black Transformer, Exodus Prime. He is Optimus's brother from another mother. So... all right. I liked Scoot Andrews back in the day. I wonder whatever happened to Scoot Andrews. If anybody knows, I'm a little curious. I don't remember who the wrestler was. There was an indie guy back in the 90s we shouted out about 6 months ago. And I can't remember the name. I got to look at my DMs. But I said, hey, if anybody's heard from him, you know, I'm curious whatever happened to him. And I got a DM like 8 hours later. He's like, yeah, you want to know what happened to him? Well, I'll tell you, you know, because I check out your show all the time. And he actually was tuning into the show. That was pretty cool. Mike says Rampage was brutal. You know, look, for an hour, it's not bad. But the problem is it's not really storyline driven. I mean, it's as good as Moxley versus Guevara was, and it was. You know, people are sick of the JAS versus the Blackpool Combat Club. And after you just going into Ring of Honor, that this ends at Final Battle, and literally fucking less than a week later, they're fighting again. I mean, people are like, come on, man. I'm telling you, give it 3 or 4 weeks. We're now entering week number 2. I said, give it 3 or 4 weeks, and you're going to realize that when Tony Khan forcibly dropped on the media call for Final Battle that, oh, we're not going to mention Ring of Honor as much on Wednesdays. You know, we've heard the criticisms. And, you know, we're going to revamp Rampage and we're going to make it more. This, you're going to realize that nothing has changed. It doesn't feel like anything is changing. I think because it's the mindset. It's the mindset. I think he did that to try to stop some of the noise, just like Miro. Miro. You know, people with the EVPs, they fed the crumbs to the media. And what did the media say? The media said that, oh, Miro's off TV because Miro wouldn't go along with creative. And everybody shut up. People just believe anything that they're being told. So the EVPs fed those crumbs about Miro. People bought into it. The noise calms down. Tony Khan throws that out there. Everybody buys into it. The noise calms down. So we give it a couple of weeks. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, and we'll see what happens. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Sinister says Rampage feels like two-day-old leftovers. Only 2 days? Leftovers is still good after 2 days. I think it's more like, you know, like nine-day leftovers. You know, just you ever have like turkey? And they say, oh, you could eat it like after 4 days, it's good. And then you open your refrigerator, and it's actually 6 days. And it still looks good, but it's got that little bit of slime on it. It almost feels like you kind of like ejaculated on your food. You ever feel that slime when turkey's like 6 or 7 days old? And you like kind of like rinse it underwater and you eat it anyway? That's kind of what Rampage is. It's like that seven-day-old slimy turkey. It's time for me to go, everyone. All right, we added some red, white, and green colors. Not because of Christmas, but that's the Italian colors. Two things. I got an announcement, too. First off, tomorrow night, to sit down, if you want to join me, I will be live at 8.05 p.m. And we got another little announcement. I know I said that the Q&A mailbag was going to return in 2 weeks. But after Thursday's show, I got so many, not a lot, but I got a decent number of emails about Sasha, about Vince, about Mandy, not even the stuff we talked about today, other things. And it's enough that I said, you know what? There's no reason to wait 2 weeks to get into some of that stuff, especially since the Sasha discussion, you know, it may change within the next 2 weeks. So this coming Thursday, the 22nd of December, I will be uploading another Q&A mailbag. The one we did Thursday went a little less than an hour, which was great. I expect this Thursday's to be maybe 40, 45 minutes at the most, so it'll be easy listening. If you have a question that you want me to discuss on the mailbag, send it early. There's a thread on the community section on YouTube right now where you could post it, or you could email me, dontony@dontony.com, because some people like, when your question is short enough, some people like when it's shown on the screen, and it gives me some time to make like a little bit better professional thumbnails. I did screenshots of YouTube posts. It didn't look very good. I mean, I know I'm not professional and everything, but I watched back a little bit of Thursday, and I was like, yeah, I could do better. So, all right. So I hope to see you tomorrow night, 8.05 p.m. If not, have a great rest of your weekend. You only have 8 days left of Christmas, so if you haven't shopped yet, make sure you start shopping. Last night, I took care of almost everybody. I literally shopped on Amazon for about an hour, and I just have maybe like two people to buy gifts for, and I'm done. I was like, oh, this is great. I literally waited till the last fucking week. I spent an hour on Amazon, and I bought gifts for everybody. So, all right, everyone, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Much love as always. If you enjoyed tonight's show, today's show, depending on where you live, smash that thumbs up. Thank you for those who have subscribed, for those who have been a channel member, for our Patreons, patreon.com/DonTony. Our condolences to Trez. She does a show every other week with Kev over there, and her dad passed away a couple of days ago. I wasn't going to make it public because I didn't know if it was made public, and I heard some talking publicly about it, and I talked to her privately as well. So if any of you out there do know her, send some thoughts and prayers her way, because her father was dealing with some hardcore cancer for quite some time, and he fought like a mofo. Yeah, I told her myself, I don't know if I could fight like that, seriously. you know, he fought like a mofo, and unfortunately, after a while, it done him in. So, all right, everyone be well. Oh, one last thing about that Q&A. I wrote this the other day as well. If anybody who already sent questions and I didn't get into them on Thursday, I didn't forget about y'all. I actually did that on purpose because of the next mailbag. So if you already sent a question in, you don't have to send it again because I got it. So, all right, everyone. Bye.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster.
What the fuck? I can't. Bye. What the hell? Where did that come from? Adios, amigos. Chao, chao, buena. It's only Spanish I know.
For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody-good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the hosts. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. It doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who've claimed they care the most for your life. And now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.